This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Sean here, and we're building another ultimate ship. Now, instead of taking the best bits of existing ships like we did last time, this time we're building a ship entirely from scratch and thinking about how this ship will be awesome in the future as well. So I've popped some new batteries in the boat decks, given it a little software update. Boat decks, we've learnt about shipbuilding materials of the future and looking after the environment. What are we going to do next?
Today we are going to be driving an oil tanker.
Okie dokie, let's go. Oh, wait, what? Oh, here I am then, having one of my more ridiculous days, driving this nonsense long oil tanker. I'm not entirely sure I'm qualified for this. I've got my captain's hat on though. And I can tell you, navigating a boat is a great deal harder than driving a car. Now, if you imagine you're sat in the cockpit or the bridge of a huge oil tanker, you're 50 feet in the air and you need to reverse. I mean, it's not like being sat in a car where you can have a cheeky peek out the back window. This ship is 1,500 feet long. So how would we know if there was a little sailboat right behind us? Well, I can tell you exactly how we can know. We're using a radar. But Alex, give me some more info about how radars work.
Radar is a vital component for safety at sea and near the shore. Captains...
That's me.
Captains need to be able to manoeuvre their ships within feet of the worst of conditions, and to be able to navigate blind. This means potentially inside a dark room with no visibility, and would have to navigate their way through waters in the worst of weather.
And it is pretty disgusting outside right now. It's absolutely chucking it down. So, Boatodex, what exactly is a radar, and how does it work? You're the smart one.
Radar sees by using high-frequency radio waves. Radar was originally developed to detect enemy aircraft during World War II, but is now widely used in everything from police speed detector guns to weather forecasting.
So it's like when you go for a walk at night, you shine a torch in front of you to see where you're going, and then the light beam that travels out of the torch reflects off of the objects in front of you and bounces back into your eyes, and your brain instantly computes what this means. It tells you how far away objects are, and it makes your body move so you don't trip over things.
Yes. Radar is a bit like a torch, but uses radio waves instead of light. The ship transmits an intermittent radar beam, and for the rest of the time, listens out for any reflections of that beam from nearby objects. If reflections are detected, it can use the time taken for the reflections to arrive to figure out how far away it is.
See, it's all pretty clever stuff, isn't it?
To navigate your ship, you won't just rely on your radar. Radars need to work with a full system of marine instruments, including chart plotters, sonar, two-way communication devices, and emergency locators.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, Boatodex, I don't really know what any of these things are or where they are in the cockpit. I should probably have found this out before I started driving this oil tanker, if anything.
You're looking at all of them, Sean. In modern ships, the devices are all on the same display.
See, it would be very distracting to look at several different screens at the same time.
It would be. So, displays can often overlay charting, radar, sonar into a single system. This makes life much easier for the captain. These devices have advanced greatly in the last few years. For example, the newer ones have 3D displays that allow you to see above, below, and all around the ship, including overlays of satellite imagery.
Now, you can actually have a look yourself at how accurate and up-to-date radar systems are. Anyone can look online and see over 70,000 boats that are detectable by radar, including info about where they come from, where they're going, and sometimes even a photograph. See, I can just see by going online that the cargo vessel Okuntaki is travelling from Djibouti to Dubai.
In port or in harbour, shore-based vessel traffic service radar systems are used to monitor and regulate ship movements in busy waters. Radars supply a huge amount of data.
Radars are essential for your ultimate ship. I'm going to make sure, Boatodex, that I've got the top-of-the-range radar in my ultimate ship.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.